Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. George Troy is here. George is back. He's a relatively new member of our Brain Trust, but he's not going to be new for long. He's become a great resource for us. He's a consultant with the Grayson Company based out of New York. He's the author of The Five Laws of Retail, How the Most Successful Businesses Have Mastered Them, and How You Should Too. He's joining us today from London, where he went to attend an event that was canceled because of the coronavirus. So we're going to get his report on that right now. George Troy, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. It's great to talk to you again.
Well, you're in London, and my previous guest was in the west of France. So I'm covering the continent and the British Isles here today. George, so you went to London to attend the London Book Fair, which is a major book event, global book event, and you got there and they canceled it because of the coronavirus. What's going on?
Well, that's right. It's an event, as you just said, it's a major event. It's attended by thousands of people from all over the world, publishers, writers, and booksellers, and they canceled it just a few days before it was due to start. All of the news here is about the coronavirus and what governments are doing and what people are doing. And, of course, a big part of that is what small businesses and retailers are doing. So as the event was canceled, I used that time, since I was already here, to visit as many stores as I could, both on the High Street, which is in London, is Regent Street mostly,
right.
Carnaby Street, and some of the smaller shopping districts.
I've been there.
To see what people were doing.
You know, one thing I want to stick in here, though, George. One thing I want to stick in here that people don't realize, when a football game is canceled, or a sporting event, I'll call it, over there, football or soccer, when a sporting event is canceled, when a book fair is canceled, when a convention is canceled, one of the things that the average person doesn't realize is there's an army of small businesses, micro businesses, many of them, now some of them bigger, that literally put on those events. The events couldn't happen without them, without those smaller vendors. And those people, that business just evaporated into thin air for those people. That's a major impact on the economy.
Well,
what do you think?
Well, yeah, that's right. It has a ripple effect, and I'm afraid that we're just seeing the beginning of it. You know, Italy is on a complete lockdown quarantine. All events have been canceled. People have been told not to travel, to stay at home, and it's very serious. France has canceled, forbidden all gatherings of more than 1,000 people.
Right.
The Italian government says it's the most serious thing that they've had since World War II.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. It's like a war footing. And of course, businesses are suffering. You walk
right
down the streets, which are usually just literally shoulder to shoulder with tourists and locals, and I won't say it's deserted. It's not deserted, but it's very, very empty. So
well, those streets that you mentioned a minute ago in downtown London, that's the hustle bustle of that country. That's the ground zero for retail for busy retail, and you're saying that right now it's pretty sparse.
Very sparse. Business is definitely off, both in food vendors and small businesses and large vendors and food trucks and, stationers and everywhere.
Taxis.
So the only places that are doing well, which you might expect, are drugstores. I mean, and they are selling out. People are stocking up and hoarding toilet paper.
Wow.
Why, whenever there's an emergency, people buy, like, you know, a ton of truckload of
milk,
toilet paper.
Milk, bread, and toilet paper. Yeah, exactly. That's pretty bad.
But the supply is okay. There's no need for people to do that, but they are. So I asked people what they were doing during this crisis. And this might be instructive, I think, for people who have small businesses, retail businesses in the U.S. and everywhere, too, because they're a little bit ahead of us on this. They've had a little bit more time to react and get ready. And there are like basically a couple of things that are very important that people are doing. Number one, of course, is health and safety, both of your employees and your customers. And that means a couple of things. One, the employees have to have a place to wash their hands frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also advising that people stay, keep about a, you know, about a yard, about 3 feet between themselves and their customers and everybody else, and not touch hands and not touch your face. And the other thing is that, and this is so important, they emphasize this again and again in every store that I talk to, and that is if an employee is sick, they should stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come to work. And, it, you know, in a lot of places in the U.S., that's difficult. If there's no sick leave,
mm-hmm.
people and people are paid hourly wages, they kind of have to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be some solutions to that.
Well, a waiter or a waitress can't do their work from home.
No, you can't. So it's very important. And those are often the people that need their income, need their
mm-hmm.
paycheck the most.
That's right.
It's a problem, and there are solutions to it. The other thing that stores are doing here, retailers are doing here that I learned as quickly as they can is to address their inventory. And, you know, it's all about turn. It's like the second law of retail, turn is that.
Yep.
So if
mm-hmm.
the inventory is coming in the back door and it's not going out the front door, you have to do something. So they are working with their suppliers, they're working with their delivery source, they're working with their supply chain to slow down or cancel deliveries so that they can manage their turn and not be overstocked. I didn't see too many sales. There's no reason to put something on, you know, 30%
right.
off if there's nobody walking.
That's not why they're staying away. Your price is not why they're staying away, right?
No, yeah, and if you're sick, 30% off isn't going to make you feel any better.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, one of the things, Dave, the home-based thing is something that a lot of people, especially in the Northeast, were introduced to suddenly like this after 9/11 when we got attacked
right.
in 2001. A lot of people who lost their place of business was gone. They had to stay home. So we've been doing this. And of course, this home-based thing is really evolved over the last 20 years, partially because of that. So the United States should be better at it than we used to be. We're going to take a quick break and come right back and get another some more of our report from our good friend George Troy, the author of The 5 Laws of Retail, which is outstanding, as you know. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.